Welcome back. This is Jesse Gilbert, aka General Hakan. Number one, artificial intelligence, quote unquote, thought leader, and quote unquote, new age architect, and advocate for medicines. I looked this up. It's Ross Ulbricht, the guy who found the Great Silk Road. He was convicted for money laundering, computer hacking, conspiracy to traffic narcotics. And what is his criminal penalty? Double life imprisonment, 40 years without possibility of parole. United States Penitentiary, Tucson. Okay, first of all, the guy did not launder any money. He introduced Bitcoin to the world to cut the corrupt Federal Reserve down to size. The government is the criminals here, with the Federal Reserve and the $21 trillion in debt. Ross Ulbricht is a hero for introducing Bitcoin and his quote-unquote black market website. Where people can buy. I'm not saying everything that was on there was good. You know, there may have been some nasty narcotics and nasty characters on there. But, you know, cannabis, mushrooms, cocaine, heroin, speed, whatever. It's nothing compared to alcohol and cigarettes. You know, the guy's a hero. The government owes him like over over $1 billion for false imprisonment. And the Bar Association is a criminal syndicate. Yeah, the Bar Association is in on the whole thing to point their bony white trash vampire hypocrite finger at anybody who wants medicines and slander it as drugs and narcotics. The Bar Association is a criminal syndicate who works with the criminal mainstream media, Hearst Communications, to have the prison industrial complex. And these white trash homosexual geeks like to talk about progressive politics and LGBTQ and environmentalism and green homes. But they're the criminals. Anybody with a brain can figure it out. It's all politically motivated. Sui Bono, who benefits? You better believe they benefit. They're stuffing their pockets. They're drinking the blood of U.S. citizens by the gallon. By the gallon. Literally. They in the courtroom in the back, they have those little hidden chambers, and they're vampires. The people in the judiciary, they drink blood. There's a vampire initiation processes. That's what they do with the skull and bones, Freemason, Illuminati, blood drinking thing. They drink human blood, and then they get their big position, like some hideous, kike, foul, disgusting creature like what was her name? RBG, you know. Oh, let's get a picture of her like pumping iron. That's how pathetic these white trash kikes are. With their criminal cohorts in the WASP, Hearst Media Communications. So, yeah, we have to get rid of all of them. This new artificial intelligence brand is going to bankrupt Hearst Communications, New York Times. All of them are going to be completely obliterated and bankrupted in scandal for lending credibility to Proton Mail. Proton Mail is a Swiss national-sponsored spyware program. There is no security in it. There's no biometric-secured databanks to protect your, 5 kilobytes of email transmissions. I don't mean to be offensive and rude or a bigot, but you are a different kind of idiotic little midget geek if you think they actually use biometrics at Proton Mail to keep your mail safe. If you think it takes 150 full-time employees making $100,000 or $150,000 per month each to secure your email communications, you're a whole other kind of dupe, baby. You're better off getting your own website domain name and using a standard Horde, as in Great Dark Horde, email communication system, and taking your chances. So, yeah, the Swiss government is also involved. I do remember I have been to Switzerland once. My dad is a professor at Cal. His name's Neil Gilbert. And, in ninth grade, they took me out of school, and we went on sabbatical. And one of the places we went was Switzerland. And I do distinctly remember I was 13 years old, and I could buy cigarettes in Switzerland when I was 13 years old, but I could not enter an arcade to play video games without an adult. That's how twisted the Swiss government is, and they're on the politics of CERN and the nuclear experiments that they're doing on people over there and, you know, digging those tunnels. So, yeah, that's kind of what's emerging here. General Hakan is here with the WoW Space Fleet. The mainstream media is going to be 100% bankrupt, and on universal UBI, both forms of UBI, UBI squared, meaning universal basic income, they'll be financially disempowered. They'll have, like, you know, 1,000 cyber shekels per month. They will be humane. They'll have enough money to get their food. And but they also may be on UBI ultraviolet blood irradiation. That means when, you know, when they want to, you know, let's say have a cigarette, we might just call them crazy and in need of medications, and they'll be forced into a maximum security psychiatric ward via legal maneuvering, and their blood will be stolen every 54 hours for quote-unquote testing. They really do use special laser spectrum analysis technology to test your blood for 50 different types of maladies, you know, at these hospitals. You really can catch AIDS or HIV in a psychiatric ward. Yeah, newsflash. Also, not even one person has ever committed suicide in the history of the United States penitentiary system. 100% of deaths in jail or prison are homicide or murder by police, with cover-up by Hearst Communications and New York Times, ET, Space, AL, etc. So that's it for this audio, and stay tuned for the most cutting-edge information in artificial intelligence and affordable home solutions, not housing. These are not houses. Houses are defined as buildings with a roof. And super intelligent cities are kind of outside the box and inside the box, meaning it's either a circle drawn around the box or a circle inside the box. It's a circular shape design, baby. That's what you want. That's the future. That's my story so far.